You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. Today is a new episode. We'll be continuing off of the poetry book that we started last episode called Is This Reality? It's a collection of poetry by Ofense Makutsen and Kyotatso Longwin. And other than that, we have a pretty straightforward day today. In terms of songs, of course, you guys know I never forget my songs. I decided to kind of switch it up a little bit. Normally I'd play some songs mainly focusing on Indigenous culture, but today I decided to kind of bring in the blues. You know, we've been getting a lot of sun lately. I'm loving it so far, and the weather, I don't know what happened there. The weather has been very cold. It's been dropping down quite a bit lately, and I just happened to run into the blues. I normally don't really listen to the blues, but I was in a cafe downtown about a week ago or something, and I've been slowly getting into the blues, and so I decided to bring in some blues vibey songs for you guys. I have three today, but other than that, I think that's basically it. But I hope you guys are doing well. It's already the second week of classes, or maybe is it the second week? Let me check. Hold on a second. My time management here has been so off, but yeah, we're almost heading into the third week already of classes. I hope everyone is doing well. I know a couple of my friends, they already have midterms and big tests coming up, and so they were studying at least yesterday when I went to go visit them after my class. But hope you guys are doing well and studying well and taking care of your health. Speaking of health, there's many people around me who are sick, which isn't surprising. You know, a lot. It is kind of the time of the year where, early in the year too, when people get sick because of the cold weather and the whole dryness and wetness of the weather. And so please take care of your health, everyone. And yeah, that's basically it. But before we get into the readings and some songs, I have some, of course, ads and show promos and PSAs to share with y'all. And so after these, we will get right into it. So we'll be right back after that.
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live. CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@CITR.ca.
It's Nardwar the Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardward of Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20, T-20. Catch up, that one. I can eat, son. Rockin' in that little tie.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
We stand for peace. We stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine, BC, for a night of crack agus ciol, including trivia, music, dancing, and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit @IrishForPalestineBC on Instagram. That's at Irish for Palestine BC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@CITR.ca.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs. Now we'll get right into our first song today. It is called One Life by Jim Byrnes. I've been pretty interested in Jim Byrnes' music lately, and so we'll give this one a listen. One Life.
And then the rain came down like Creole poetry. Peace like a river, love like a mountain stream. Lost, alone, together, cast ashore in the land of the blessed. What shall I remember? How can I forget? We lifted up our arms that night. We all reached toward the sky and pledged to one another. One heart, one love, one life. Lost, alone, cast ashore in the land of the blessed. What shall I remember? How can I forget? How we struggled and how we strived. How we loved, how we lied. How we sang, Lord, how we cried. How we lived. How we ride. Until the tide came in and washed away a book of spells. We found a sanctuary, protected from ourselves. Lost, alone, together, cast ashore in the land of the blessed. What shall I remember? How can I forget? Sang, Lord, how
like Creole poetry. Peace like a river, love like a mountain stream, lost alone together, cast ashore in the land of the blessed. What shall I remember? How can I forget? And then the rain came down like Creole poetry.
You just finished listening to One Life by Jim Barons. We will start on with the readings. I think we left off at number 13 last episode, and so we'll get some more in before our next song. This one is called Dear Depression. And just to let you guys know again, this book is called Is This Reality? By Ofense Makutsen and Kyotatsu Longwin. And this book was, well, I accessed it through obooko.ca. It is a free website where it's basically a free library of many, many, many books, including poetry books, fiction books, nonfiction books, and so on. And so if you're interested, please, I highly recommend this website. Now, Dear Depression, how shameful you are. You make people feel crazy. Some feel alone, like the world has turned its back on them. You surround them with your devilish hands, dressing them with confusion and anxiety. Some don't even know the difference between you and grief. You break and destroy their dreams and goals. That was Dear Depression. Now, our next one is called She Said Yes. She said yes, only for me to know love. She said yes, only for me to start a journey. She said yes, only for me to build a new life. She said yes, only for me to become a professional. She said yes, only for me to become responsible. I really like this poem. Really, I really do. Our next one is called But Why? We smile for all, but receive none in return. We forgive and forget, but we are heart held by all. We help other people to their success, but they bury us with their failures afterwards. We uplift and motivate other people, only to lead ourselves to misfortune to others. We love all with hearts and kisses, but they lock and curse us. Now, this poem, for me, kind of sparks some memories and some personal experiences that I had. I think this whole book in general, Is This Reality, really questions humanity and the mental side of humanity in general, and the paradoxes and the misfortunes that humanity faces during their lives. And this poem, But Why, is for sure questioning a very specific side of humanity, of betrayal, of emotional distress, of confusion. And I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this poem because it's basically, it's very straightforward, but if you really think about it, it's not really, and it leaves you wondering, hence the title, But Why? About why people, you know, switch and why people change and why people betray. Even if they seem to have a very comforting, trustworthy demeanor and action towards you, the human mind really possesses really evil things, but at the same time, great things. And it's something to really think about. Oh, the next one is called What If? Let's give this one a read. What if we are nothing but particles that are countable in the eye of God? What is we are dead but living, just to fill the voyage of life and death? What if we think we are moving forward, but to only find us in the same position? What if we find salvation and peace, but still become greedy and angry? Another great poem. These two poems are really, really good. I think they really align with the poetry that I write. I have yet to read you guys my poems, because I am in the process of submitting it to places, to magazines, to companies, for the hopes of getting at least one published. And so I don't want to be publicly, what is going on with my pronunciation today? I don't want to publicly, gosh, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but for me when it happens, oh gosh, it's a pain. But I don't want to publicly read you guys out, because that kind of, apparently it breaches the requirements if I were to do that. And so, what I can say is that a lot of my own poems really question the basic questions and realities of human existence and the nothingness, quote unquote, the nothingness, death, the afterlife, and who we are as humans or as living things. I really do question those things into very compact poems. And again, I've been also experimenting with a lot of prose and storytelling aspects of poetry, but I have been really, really interested in writing poetry with very concrete one-word-esque dash lines. Again, partly because I was influenced by the great Emily Dickinson, but this poem here that we're reading here really questions the existence of evil and who we are as living creatures, which I found really interesting. Our next one is called My Angel. From the sky you fell, gentle like a feather, looking at me with hope when I was bankrupt from hope. Your witness fell on me, your blessings fell on me. My soul erupted with awe, for you pulled me from the clutches of hell. Another great descriptive poem. Next one is called Sorry. I wronged you, took your trust and hanged it on cheating. But what was supposed to happen? A man is a simple creature, but you complicated me, leading me on to her. My chances are slim, but find it in your heart to forgive. For forgiving is forgetting. Wow, compelling poem, a very honest poem. I'm not quite sure if this is a personal experience or a personal story, but a very compelling piece of poetry. Our next one is called Life. It runs and hides. It's quick for those who like to sleep. It's slow for the thinkers of the world. 55, 50-50, it says, but you want 25% for your enormous success. Think again, it's slim to think. Run and cover yourself with blankets. It will move unnoticed like a turtle. Be lazy, and then it will be fit. Change yourself before it swaps your life. It sits every day playing chess, thinking. Another great piece of work here. Really encompasses the whole idea of life with these four short stanzas, but really gets to the point, really gets us to think about what life is and what life does to us while we live it or live inside it. Really cool. Next one is called But Why God? Why do we experience pain and suffering to experience success and joy early? Why do we become happy on good days and not bad days, Life is like a ship sailing in a storm. Why do we want massive things? People forget that big trees start as small seeds. Why do we cry? To clean the windows of our souls. Another great poem with really interesting imagery here. And the description of the words, and really nice. To clean the windows of our souls is why we cry. Gosh, I love that. That's crazy. I don't know even, how do you think of that? To clean the windows of our souls is why we cry. Just think about that. We cry to clean the windows of our souls. We cry to cleanse ourselves of the dust, the dirt, the residues of hurt, of pain. Love it. Our next one is called Summertime. It's back after the long slumber. Mr. Ray's the one and only. We missed you dearly. Everything was cold and dark. I mean cold front, coldness, etc. But why does it seem like... Okay, why are you baking us? I know we missed you, but please have manners, for your stay is short and brief. I think this is to somebody called Mr. Ray's. It kind of... I assume it's kind of summertime. The title Summertime kind of says that when this author or the authors think about summertime, they think about Mr. Ray's and who Mr. Ray's was as a person. Our next one is called I Am In Love. I feel light like a feather, maybe too light like a feather. I keep smiling alone, going over and over your smooth watermelon face. My heartbeat is slow jamming. My glow is spontaneous like the sun. I feel like a millionaire who owns one currency. Again, very descriptive. Feeling like a millionaire who owns one currency. Just the play with the opposites there, I really like. Watermelon face. A smooth watermelon face. I wonder what that means. Depends, because a watermelon could have... You could either be talking about the insides, where it's, you know, red and very moist. Or the outside, where it's green and slightly rough, but I don't know. I wonder what that means. I wondered why watermelon was the choice of words there. Our next one is called Wake Up Soldier. Do you hear that thudding sound in your chest that is hope speaking? Many are weak due to laziness. Please be cautious of them as they are close. The ropes of success are many, and yet only a few wear them. Learn to have a never-dying soul, for it's the one that will save you from this pandemic. Another great poem here. I am just getting ready to play our next song. Our next song is called Big Things Going Down by Dan Patlansky. And for those of you guys who have heard this, well, immerse yourself in this work again, because I heard this for the first time yesterday, and it was really, really good. And so we will give this one a listen and straight right into our readings again. Here we go. Thank you.
hometown, baby, there'd be big things going down. I left my hometown, baby, there'd be big things going down. Now in this late afternoon, it ain't none too soon. That big city, baby, the streets be paved with gold. I hit the big city, baby, the streets, yeah, made of gold. I'm standing on my own. Them streets be dirty and cold. Thank you.
where I am in the city. I should have stayed at home. Here I am in the city. I'm standing alone. What I see ain't so pretty. Surely turns me to stone.
I could never go on vacation.
Just finished listening to Big Things Going Down by Dan Petlansky. Now, we'll go over a couple more poems, and then I really want to play our last song, before we end off today's show, and so we'll kind of fill in with a couple more poems and then go straight into the song. Our next one is called Wake Up Soldier. Do you hear that thudding sound in your chest? Oh, I believe we... Okay, hold on. We went through this, our last one. We'll kind of skip this one and move to our next. It's called Time. Where are you going, time? For it seems like you are always in a rush. Do you rest a little bit? For it seems resting is an insult to you. Are you a fool or something? Because you always do the same routine every day. But I have to say, many respect you. You sound simple, but you are hardcore. You have no hands and feet, but you push men to their limits every time. I wonder how do you look? For if you are a woman, you are truly annoying. Nice poem, I like this. Our next one, Life Indeed. Live simple, you will be thankful. Identify your God-given passion to prosper. Forget your limitations and just work. Envy leads to hell. A very short, compact lesson, let's say, instead of poem. I could see this more of like a lesson quote. Our next one is called What a Year. This year we lost people. Some of us even met people, of whom now are the holders of our hearts. COVID-19 eased its anger by summoning its brother, monkeypox. Many died of starvation and depression, but many died of stupidity. Children made children. Idols become rare. The books of knowledge became hollow and empty. Many made it, but some. 2022 has been a year of loss and gain. like they said in Coulomb's Law, distance and force don't love each other. May 2023 be a year of hope to many, and a year of remorse to some. May God raise his hand and wave peace to us, for Ukraine requires that peace. A very public cry out for peace for humanity. And this obviously was based around the whole COVID aftermath. And I mean, the war in Russia and Ukraine isn't really finished, but when it was really, really starting to peak up. And so a really, really heartfelt poem here. Now, this will be the end of today's poem reading. And so we will get right into our last song, which I am super excited to play for you guys. It is called This Old City from Bison Hip. And I actually listened to this a few times, but it's really, it relaxes you, and it also gives you a sense of, I don't know why it gave me a sense of urgency, but it kind of did. But it was really relaxing at the same time to listen to, and so we'll finish off today's episode with this. This Old City by Bison Hip. Here we go. Now, hold on, guys. It seems like we have some sort of issue with the projector here. And so let me get this sorted out and see how this goes, because something is going on. But in the meantime, no problem. We will read some more poems. If not, I could always play it for you guys next episode. And so no worries. We just have to play along with it. Just like our poems, be relaxed and enjoy the present as it is. But yeah, overall, the poems really give me a message. It really calms me down. You know, personally, I have been feeling a lot of anxiety lately because of classes, work, and just a whole bunch of stuff related to personal life. And I definitely think that you guys, you know, feel the same way. But for me, at least, reading and through reading poetry, actually, really puts me in this mindset of thinking positively. But again, it all depends on what kind of poems or books you read. But reading poetry that really speak to you and speak to what you are feeling at the moment, I think really helps you with coping with your stress and the worries you have with whatever you're feeling. And so the next one is called Success. The road feared by many, it's mostly imaginary, but men fail to imagine. Men want its fruits, but they don't want to sow. For as they say, you sow what you reap. No worries, for even if that's the way, they always try to find shortcuts. These shortcuts cut into the wrong shorts of men. Laws are laws, for without laws, we are nothing. For you always bring them back to their position. The combination of intelligence and hard work always makes simple and good. But many still seek the formula of success. How typical we are. Another great poem. I think we'll finish off with this poem and end a bit early because, you know, I don't think it's the day. Today isn't really helping with the This Old City by Bison Hip. I am kind of disappointed, but it's fine. I'll definitely bring this up next episode. But we will finish off a bit early after this last poem. And what a poem to finish off with. It's called We Are Together. You see, everything happens for a reason, guys. The last poem, again, this was really random. I just stumbled, just the next page was this poem, number 29 of this book called We Are Together. And people, we are together. And whatever anybody says, I love all of you guys. We are all together in this life, in this little earth that we live in together. We are all together, and everything happens for a reason. And honestly, if I were to have played the song, we wouldn't have finished with We Are Together. And so what a positive poem and what a positive message to end off today and end off this morning, called We Are Together. And so we will finish off today's morning with We Are Together. You are me, I am you. Together we are infinite like zero. We shine like the burning sunlight. Our pain and tribulation makes us. We win and lose together, like the tongue and saliva. We are meant for each other. For us, everything is now. The present is the future. An amazing poem. I love the description here. We are infinite like zero, and the present is the future, like the tongue and saliva. Like how you can't have tongue and saliva. Like they all together unite. What a great poem to end off today's morning. A bit unfortunate that we couldn't hear the song, but I will definitely try to get this on next episode. But yeah, we will finish off today with this. I hope everyone is having a great morning and having a great start of the week. I know it's only a Wednesday. We're kind of halfway, but persevere. I know everyone has got the energy in them. Again, stay healthy and stay bundled up, because the weather, I do not believe it's going to get any more higher. Might get lower, actually. And so please stay warm. Stay safe on the roads, of course, and take care of your guys' health. I will see you again next episode, next week on the Wednesday. And yeah, that is all for today. Thank you all for joining Jess's Lit, and I will see you guys again in my next episode. Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.